measure the way. Oh, I bless your name. I bless your name. All is blessing. I bless your name. I bless your name.
Oh, I give you honor.
I give you praise.
Let's bless his name once again.
Oh, I bless your name.
I bless your name.
I bless your name.
I give you honor.
I give you praise.
Dear Lord Jesus Christ, we are gathered this morning once again into your house, O Lord, to bless your name, to praise you for your kindness, for your goodness, for your care upon us, O Lord. As your children, we are gathered, O Lord, to fellowship with one another and to strengthen our souls, O Lord, in your presence. That's why we commit this Sunday service into your hand. Bless the children upstairs. Bless the youth in the Sunday schools upstairs, O Lord. Be with us, O Lord, as we share these few words from you. Heavenly Father, bless the whole service. Bless the song service. Bless the offerings. Bless everything and the ministering of the word. We commit everything into your hands. Be with us in the name of the Lord Jesus. We pray. Amen. Thank you. God bless you. So we are happy to be back again into his house. You may be seated. God willing, we are going to start a new topic today. We have just finished, I think, two weeks ago, the topic on the absolute, which I believe was a good blessing. Today we are going to start a new topic, as we said, and it's about the church. Amen. We are going to see what is the church, because as we were saying Friday, sometimes it becomes very common things we say in our vocabulary. It becomes just normal, you know. We are the church, we go to church, we have a good church, and church. So it's just become a kind of a common thing, not saying a tradition. So we are going to see exactly what is the church. Because the prophet preached a sermon, the five definite identification of the true church of the living God, in which he was showing what exactly is the church and how do we relate to the church. Because it's good to say, I go to church. It's good to say, I'm a member of such and such church. We are going to see the difference between what we call church, a church, and the church. Amen. And see how is that church, the church, I mean, how is it made up? Who make it? How is it formed? What do we need to talk about a church? And what is your responsibility? What is your connection with the church? Amen. That's the things we are going to see, because it's very important to have that notion, to have that understanding. And if you know exactly what it is, then you know how you relate to it. And then you know if the church is working or not, it is whose responsibility is it? We'll break it down into small topics. Today is just an introduction, but we'll see just small different topics, different aspects of what the church is. Because the prophet, when he preached the sermon, he said in sermon, five definite identification. The word church, on each one of the subjects I have chosen tonight to try to speak to you on, one of it is, what is the church? Another question the prophet was trying to answer was, who set it up? What is it? What is its message? How do we become a member of that church? And the last question the prophet was trying to answer, and can we get to heaven without being a member of it? So they are very, very fundamental questions for a believer. Because if the prophet comes up questioning, can we get to church without being a member of that church? It means it's a very fundamental question to understand what is the church. And because you may just say, okay, I go to church. I'm part of Dublin Church, Dublin Christian Fellowship Church. I am part member. But does it really mean you just need to be a member of Dublin Christian Fellowship and it means you are part of the church? For that, you need to understand exactly what is the church and how do you relate to the church? What makes up the church? How do you become member of the church? What is the mission of the church? What is the message of the church? Amen. So these are a few questions that the prophet asked at that time and answered to. And we are just going to go with the prophet to understand what is a church. In that sermon, the prophet says, now, the first place the word church itself means the called out. Amen. So he gives the definition. It means the called out. People, a group of people, a group, someone, or a group of people that has been called out of something. Now, Israel was not the church of God as long as they were in Egypt. They were the people of God. And then when God called them out of Egypt, they become the church of God. Because they were the called out. Now, that still remains the same today. The word church means the called out ones. Those that have been called out, separated, made different. Amen? The first illustration the prophet is making regarding the church, he calls Israel. They were the people of the promise of God. They were under a covenant with God. Amen? They were the people of God because God had made a promise to Abraham that your seed will possess. They were the seed of Abraham. They were the people of God. But God was not still happy of being seed of God, being people of God. They were people of God, but they were in bondage. Amen? They were the people of God, but they were in certain connections with Egypt, which was not their intended position that God wanted to see them in. Though they were his people, but God wasn't satisfied of being just saying, we are the people of God. God wanted a separation. God wanted them to be a differentiation. As the prophet said, that have been called out, separated, made different. Because they were still all together. Egyptians themselves, I don't know if there were any other nationalities living in Egypt that time, because Egypt was the biggest power in the world that time. So there may have been many people, Syrians, Amorites, or whatever people. But they were the church, they were the people of God. God didn't want to see them mixed up with those people. That's why he had to make a difference. He had to call them out to form his church. The prophet says, not only calling out, but separation. Because there's, if the prophet insists in these words, you may be called out, but not separated yet. Amen. Amen. So it was God required them to be called out of Egypt to become a church and separated. But we are going to see, did really Israel, did really all the millions that came out of Egypt, were they all the church? Were they all members of the church? Because church means called out. They said, okay, we've been called out, we followed Moses, so we are the church. They could boast themselves that we are the church of God because we have left Egypt, we are following the messenger, we are, the pillar of fire is there, the cloud is there, we are the church of God. But were they really the church of God? That's the danger we are in today, because you may say, I'm in Dublin Peace Christian Fellowship. It means I'm the church. Are you really the church? Because we are going to see with Israel, there were many people who were following Moses, who came out of Egypt, but they were not the church yet.
Amen.
Amen. They were not become the church yet. They were meant to become the church. God called them out. They came out, but there was one thing. God required a separation. Separation means they should have come out, and Egypt had to come out of them. Amen. They came out of Egypt with Egypt in them. So they were not the church yet. They were not separated yet. That's why all the way, they could already, any trouble, any challenge that arise in front of them, Egypt. When we were in Egypt, because the calling out, God sent Moses with a specific commission. God sent Moses with a specific mission and message. And to say really that you have been called out and you have followed Moses, you must have caught the revelation. You must have caught the mission Moses came for. If you understood the mission, then you could say, I'm going knowingly what I'm doing. Amen. Because when Moses came, if they were, you know, they were crying, they were under bondage, and they wanted to leave. If someone was really got the revelation of what he is, because Moses brought a message of liberation. Moses brought a message of freedom. So if someone got really the revelation that the condition I am in now, I am a slave.
Amen.
Amen. I am in slavery now. And the message this man has brought is to bring me out of slavery, to bring me into liberty. And he got the revelation, the difference between slavery and liberty, that person, based on that revelation, he would follow Moses, convinced in himself, amen, and prepared to face any kind of challenges he'll find in the way. Because he has realized that I was dead in my boundary, in my bondage, and I've received a message that will restore me into my position of freedom as a child of God. Amen. So coming out, the true coming out meant first to have realized that your condition is not the condition you are meant to be in. To realize, to be longing for something better than what you are. To be wishing to be in a better position than where you were. And then based on that revelation, you said, Moses, I'm following you, not because you said your message is you know, a trend of the day. Not because your speech, you have a very good speech abilities, but I'm following you because I see my condition. My God made a promise to my father Abraham that one day he will bring me out of this country and with his mighty hand and restore me in the land he promised to my father Abraham. Based on that, I'm following you, Moses. If someone got that revelation, he was now prepared. Whatever happened, any challenges that will arise in the way, he said, I know what is being slave mean. I know what I am aiming to go to, and I'm prepared to face all the challenges. That person wouldn't regret to have left Egypt because that person knows what the calling of the day was. That person got the revelation of what the calling, what the commission was, and is going, fulfilling, is part of the commission. Amen. So, but we see many just, they saw Moses coming because Moses was a known person in Egypt. Moses was not a nobody. Moses was known. He was a prince. He was raised in Pharaoh's house. So they knew Moses. And some, maybe, they may have thought, oh, this Moses is a great warrior. This message is bringing, maybe one day he'll overthrow Pharaoh and he'll become the Pharaoh of Egypt. Let me just follow him. And if I follow him, then when he becomes the Pharaoh, I'll be made maybe prime minister or minister of transport or something like that. Let me just follow Moses. Amen. Because it was just, the message was sweet. Oh, Moses is a general. We know he won the Egyptians, the Ethiopians there. He won such and such battle. And Moses has a lot of connections in the royal palace. He knows all the generals. It's easy for Moses to plot a coup. And if he plots a coup, it won't fail. And when a coup goes on, he'll become the Pharaoh. I will become someone in his government. Let me follow Moses. So his aim, for such person, his aim was not to follow the commission. His aim was not based on the revelation of what Moses' ministry was. His aim was, he has a different agenda. Since Moses is going, let's go. So maybe when he brings us into the desert, he'll raise an army there. I have a few abilities. I can be a general, come back. Because he didn't hate Egypt, that person. He still loved Egypt. He was still tied to Egypt. So even when they were going with Moses, their aim was maybe somewhere Moses will give us weapons. He may have some secret. I don't know. How many years did he spend? 8 years or 40 years in the desert. He may have a secret, hidden places where he's got weapons and everything. He's going to give us weapons. We'll come back to Egypt because I have my girlfriend in Egypt, I have my favorite disco in Egypt. I have my favorite football team in Egypt. So if we go there and Moses give us weapons, we'll come back, fight Pharaoh, chase them out, and possess Egypt. That was his aim, that such a person. So he was following Moses with no revelation of what the calling out was about. That particular calling out was not to go and form an army and come back to Egypt. That particular calling out was based on the promise that God made to Abraham that they will come to this land, I will deliver them with my mighty hand, and they'll come to possess the land here. Maybe some thought, the journey to the promised land will be just a few days, Maybe, because when Jacob's son came, I think it took them 21 days or something like that. So they thought, he's bringing us there. Okay, it's only 21 days journey. And from there to Egypt, it's nothing. You know, so anytime I want to come back to Egypt, I can come back to Egypt, eat my cucumbers, you know, and eat my bread and everything, and then go back to the land. God was calling for a complete separation. They didn't catch the revelation. So they were in the multitude, but they were not the church yet. Amen. They were following Moses. They were called out, but they were not the church yet. Only few got the revelation that we are going not to come back again. We are leaving because there is a land where God has prepared for us to live forever. I break all bonds, all ties with Egypt to go and live forever. Therefore, me, I'm dead to Egypt. That's where the true called out. That's where the true church of God on that day. Amen. We are talking about the church. We need to understand what is the church. Called out, but it must be based on a revelation. It must be based on what God has done in your day. And you have caught the revelation of what God is doing in your day. Then you have been called out. Otherwise, you'll be sitting here. We are the church of God, but we still have our provision of garlic and cucumber in Egypt.
Amen.
Amen. And we believe that one day, you know, it's just a 3 days journey, and there's no barrier. And there was, you know, it was easy for them to say. But when they saw Moses, instead of bringing them that easy way, 21 days journey, Moses started bringing them the way of the Red Sea. Questions started to arise. Because they said, no, man, I need to go back to Egypt. You know, I still have my girlfriend there. But this way Moses is bringing, I thought it would be only a 3 weeks journey. I'll miss my girlfriend for 3 weeks and then go there, see the land. If it doesn't fit me, I'll go. If I find another girlfriend there, yes, I'll stay. If I don't, I'll go back and reconnect with my girlfriend because it's only 3 weeks' journey. But they took another direction. See what God says. Amen.
Amen.
The Lord says, Exodus 13, 17. And it came to pass, when Pharaoh had let the people go, that God led them not through the way of the land of the Philistines, although that was near. For God said, lest peradventure the people repent when they see war and they return to Egypt. Amen. God meant it. For God, it was a one-way journey. Amen. God didn't want it to be an option for them to return to Egypt. So he didn't make things easy for them. Instead of following the way of the Philistines, because that way, you know, all those people, they were happy, you know, we'll go through the land of the Philistines, so I know the shortcut. Even the way Moses is leading us is a long way. I know the way that will take us only 2 days. I'll be back in Egypt. He was not dead to Egypt. But God wanted a complete separation.
Amen.
God wanted them dead completely to Egypt.
Amen.
So to, you know, to break all the bridges, he brings them a different way.
Amen.
The way of the Red Sea, the way of death. Amen. Because the prophet said the Red Sea symbolized death. He wanted them dead completely to Egypt. He wanted them completely broken up with Egypt, and then they won't be tempted in any way to return to Egypt. But the problem started there, because that way that Moses brought them, it was, you know, a source of conflict. Because the Red Sea was there. And when only they saw the Red Sea, the old memories came back. Egypt. Exodus 14, 10 to 12. And when Pharaoh drew nigh, the children of Israel lifted up their eyes, and behold, the Egyptians marched after them, and they were so afraid. And the children of Israel cried out unto the Lord, and they said unto Moses. Listen what now they say. You know, it was easy because they've seen the 10 plagues in Egypt.
They've seen the hand of God. They've seen God even killing Pharaoh's son. You know, they didn't deploy any force of themselves. They've seen God doing it. It was easy for them. If they've got the revelation, if they've understood exactly why they were following Moses, if they've seen exactly why they were following Moses, they could have gone to God. They could have gone to Moses and told him, "Mr. Moses, you see, we believe that you are a man sent from God. We believe that God is with you because we have seen God deploying his mighty power through you in Egypt. But we know that you are a great general. You have fought big fights and you have won. But dear Moses, it seems like you have made a mistake. Because instead of bringing us the way of the land of the Philistines, see, you are bringing us now to the Red Sea. We are now stuck. You see, there's the sea in front of us. There's a mountain on this side, a mountain on this side, and Pharaoh behind us. Dear Moses, what should we do? We know God is with you. Do something." They should even have gone like that to speak to Moses. And hoping that the same God that delivered them from Egypt can do something. No. When they've seen it, since they were still, the love of Egypt was still in them, since they still had their plan B, because they were following Moses, that was plan A for them. Plan B was Egypt. Amen. Plan B was Egypt. So since they had their plan B, the simple challenge that raised up,
yes. Amen.
Moses. And they said unto Moses, "Moses, because there were no graves in Egypt, hast thou taken us away to die in the wilderness? Wherefore hast thou dealt thus with us to carry us forth out of Egypt? Is not this the word that we did tell thee in Egypt, saying, let us alone, that we may serve the Egyptians? For it had been better for us to serve the Egyptians than we should die into the wilderness." Amen. So they had two plans. They were not dead to Egypt. They were not separated. They still had their ties in Egypt. They still had, you know, the people that owed them money in Egypt. You know. So when they were going, they were saying, "Oh, I know, Jackson owed me $2,000. So let's follow Moses, because he told us that land is milk and honey. I know, you know, the currency market, you know, the trade market. Milk and honey these days, it's very high. So if I sell milk and honey, or €2,000 is nothing. I can forget it." But when he sees the Red Sea, he says, "Oh, instead of dying here, I know Jackson owed me €2,000 in Egypt. Moses, you should have left us die in Egypt. We were telling you in Egypt, let us alone here. Why did you bring us here? Now we're going to die." It was not a complete separation.
Amen.
We are going to stop here today. So we are talking for those who came in the middle of the topic. We are talking about the church. What is a church? What is the church? We said the church is the people of called out ones, people that God had called out of something to bring them somewhere. We are talking about Egypt, Israel in Egypt. The Bible says God called them out. They were supposed to be the church of God. But to be called out, it took separation. They had to separate themselves completely from Egypt. They had to get out of Egypt, but Egypt also had to get out of them. So they didn't meant to bring anything of Egypt in them.
Amen.
But they left Egypt with plenty of Egypt in them. They were not the church of God. They were not the church yet. We are called out to a complete separation. So you may be sitting here, but you are not in the church yet. You are not the church yet. You may be sitting here for years. You may be sitting in church since your birth, because your father was a believer. You have consecrated. There was a child who was saying back in Congo, I'm a believer since the womb of my mother. Because the pastor fought for the pregnancy of my mother. So I'm the member of the church since I was in the womb. But you may be that, but not still being in the church. Amen. Amen. So we need to get the revelation. If you have come out, it must be based on a revelation. You have realized that my condition in Egypt, I am a slave. And there's a land I am to going to, which is the land of liberty, the land of freedom, where God has prepared a place for me. If you have caught that revelation, then we'll start the journey next week to follow the church. If you have not caught the revelation yet, go back to Egypt and break all the bonds. If you owe something into Egypt, go and put it in order. Amen. Break all the bonds with Egypt and follow us through the journey. Amen. God bless you.